And I see, oh, the celebrity phone once again ringing. Do we have time for another call? Let's do it. Hi, you're on with Jeremy Bradley.
I heard somebody's having a 40th birthday, Jeremy.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, your fellow Winnipegger, Ashley Banfield.
Ashley Banfield, nice. I would expect a little better from a Winnipegger than a 40th. Again, everybody, it's our 12th anniversary broadcast. I don't know what's going. Was there a memo? What happened?
I'm pretty sure I saw it on Backpage.com that you're turning 40.
Oh, yes, I have that site bookmarked as well. Well, Ashley, it's great chatting with you. Thanks so much for making the time. I know you're busy with your HLN show. We got to talk about Winnipeg then. We went there, right?
How about the Winnipeg Jets?
Rocking it in the playoffs. You're watching, I imagine.
So I haven't been watching so much as I've been getting regular updates from my brother who goes to all the games and who's literally typing in all caps in the middle of the night at all times, giving me just updates. But we're down to the wire. Could be a big Friday night.
It's one big happy family in the city, I can tell you that. It's you know, that's the thing, you know, when you see the parties and everybody, you know, flooding into the streets wearing their white shirts, like it's that's always been the Winnipeg thing, right? Like, it's just that sense of community.
Yeah. So the minute that the temperature, you know, basically goes above minus 20. It's t-shirt weather. White t-shirt weather. Everybody's out the street.
And Slurpees. You can't forget Slurpees, though, in minus 30, right?
Well, it's true. I remember one of the NHL players, when we were kids, before he was an NHL player, threw a Slurpee on me at the local 7-Eleven, and so it was sort of my claim to fame to the NHL, and I was a hockey fan ever since.
Oh, they hooked you. They hooked you right there. But no, I mean, we're joking, but it's serious. Manitoba is the Slurpee capital of the world. I've heard that title before. It's crazy.
You're not crazy. I have heard that before. I have not done my own empirical research
right
on it, but I have heard that we're the Slurpee queens.
Well, and there's lots of, like, Winnipeg-isms. I don't know if that's what you call it. Like, you got to know about a Manitoba social and Cub rye bread, right? I mean, people just don't get it if they're not from Manitoba.
I know, very unusual. I think when you live in such cold temperatures, you have to come up with sort of your own unique celebratory iconic moments. And for us, the social, which for anybody else is just a party, the social was sort of a key, you know, moment in your month, in the winter months. If you were planning a social, if you were going to a social, it was the talk of the town.
And then sometimes you even just go to the store and get a kubasa and cheese platter on a Tuesday afternoon just because. I mean, you know, you gotta.
Well, I don't know where you're
no
from.
Yeah, I know.
I don't remember having a lot of kubasa.
So then I also have to ask, when's the last time you had a genie's cake?
I couldn't possibly tell you, honestly. No, I think I was just sticking with the Slurpees.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about the show in just a second. One more thing. Somebody's visiting Winnipeg for the first time. They only get one day in the city. What should they do?
Oh, absolutely go to the Human Rights Museum. It's so unbelievable. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful stuff in Winnipeg. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet is one of the most incredible world-class ballet troops.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only have one thing to do, I would say the Human Rights Museum. Just an amazing sight.
Jeremy Bradley here, back celebrating 12 years on the radio. Not, again, I repeat, not my 40th birthday. I'm not sure why all of our celebrity friends, they're conspiring is what's happening. I'm joined again by Ashley Banfield, fellow Winnipegger. You know, we talked all about our favorite things in the city in the last segment. You've got Crime and Justice with Ashley Banfield on HLN. There's some tough talk on there, and I want to know, when did you get this interest for talking? You were on Court TV back in the day, but you've covered war, you've done, you know, other news reporting. Why did you make the transition?
You know, Court TV was such a fascinating place. It was like going to law school because, you know, the attention to every aspect of litigation was a proud focus of that network. And I had a partner named Jack Ford who was an amazing tutor. He's literally a law professor at Yale. And so to sit beside him for 2 hours every day and learn the ins and outs of everything about American jurisprudence. It was like a gift, you know. And so coming back from doing a lot of the war correspondence, I found myself having two little babies and unable to jump on planes the way I used to. And this was a great way to stay at a desk and yet really be challenged with something new, a whole new horizon. And so it sort of blossomed from there. That was the genesis of it. But then once the babies were, you know, on their way off to school, I found that I really liked the beat.
Has there been a story or a case that you've followed that you're just like, yeah, I love this. I love this.
Yeah, I think all of them. I'm always amazed by the member of our human flock that strays so far from us. I'm always fascinated by what takes them away from us. What makes them move so far away from our norms and our accepted behavior? What allows them to do this, you know, with no compunction? And I know that sounds kind of lofty, but basically, how the hell does a murderer get through these thoughts and still, you know, be okay with it? And I know that kind of sounds like Pollyanna, but there's a lot to that, and I'm no idiot. I know that crimes of passion happen, and that's not so much the fascination. It's the ones that are just inexplicable. And so I think once I've, you know, arrived at these, and it's so hard to get an answer, I continue to claw at it. Does that make sense?
It does. So why do you think, though, that we're seeing so many more, you know, gruesome cases and more just lack of humanity, right? People aren't just not treating, you know, we can always say that it's social media, it's you know, politics, it's gun laws. Like, why do you think that we're seeing the kinds of weird cases that we're seeing nowadays?
Yeah, I think there's, I think that a lot of people think, gosh, it's so much more dangerous now than when I was a kid. I actually don't know that that's entirely true. I think there's a big combination of, you know, exploding population, so more people, more crime. But I think we are still the same in our nature. And some of us are just, I believe, born bad. I also think there's a lot more avenues for broadcast, right? I mean, mm-hmm. When I was a kid, there was no cable news, and there was no, you know, there were no cable programs dedicated just to crime or just to sports or just to music, although there was MTV. But now there is. Now there's narrowcasting. You don't have to watch broadcasting and wait for something that you like. You can go to the narrowcast and immediately find what you like. And so, you know, the industry of communication has tailored to those interests. And so it seems as though, my gosh, we have crime channels now. There was always the crime to fill them. There just wasn't the bandwidth before.
What we need more is friendly Manitoba people. That's what we need, I think.
Bring in that sensibility from the north. I like to tell Americans, being from, you know, Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is due north of Fargo, if you're in a map, it brings the sensibility of the Midwesterner that's had to fight cold a long time, so real scrappy. Yeah. And then they just kind of shudder and think, wow, it gets even colder?
Yeah, it's like, how can you do it? It doesn't, no, you can't. All right, well, thank you. Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling in on not my 40th birthday. It's our 12th anniversary broadcast, and we're going to be watching Crime and Justice with Ashley Banfield. It's on HLN Monday to Thursday, right?
Monday to Thursday from 6 till 8 Eastern time.
All right, check your local listings. Ashley Banfield, fellow Winnipegger, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, and happy anniversary.
Thanks so much.